Jehovah, you. I trust.
I trust.
Bye-bye.
I can't hear you say,
bye-bye.
I can't hear you say, Hallelujah. Can you call his name one more time? Jesus. Call him so he can be by you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for another wonderful day, another time to be in your presence. We call on that holy name, Jesus. He didn't give himself that name, you gave it. For he shall save his people. Savior, we call upon you tonight that you save your people. Save the people of Winnipeg. Save us that are here calling on your name. Save everyone who's calling upon the name of the Lord. Save their nation, save their cities, save their families. Jesus, we declare your lordship over this service tonight. Every spirit that is not of you, we command to leave our presence. Let your Holy Spirit invade and take control. Lord, we thank you that your word is here for us, and tonight we'll be transformed from another dimension of glory to another. Not to just be in the glory realm, but to do what you've called us to do, to make sure souls are saved, to be a true witness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, telling them about your saving grace. Father, minister to your people. They all come with various needs, various things that they need from you. You are the answer. As they call on that name, Jesus, precious Jesus, be the answer and the solution. Let your word come with power, grace, favor, and mercy, and truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and restoration. Be magnified and take all glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Good to see you again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to do one more prayer. Pray for Apostle. He's ministering. So pray for him now. So, Lord, we just lift Apostle before you as he's ministering to the congregation next door, our neighbors in the U.S., Lord, that the power and the glory of God will fall on that service. There'll be healing and deliverance. You've moved mightily already in the conference. We thank you, Almighty God, tonight as it's wrapping up. Let the fire of God touch your people. Let there be so many transformed. Let the word of God be hedged inside your spirit, that they will never forget who you are, to know you, to love you, to serve you. Yes, miracles will happen, but the most important thing, that they will have an encounter with you, an everlasting relationship with you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Bless Apostle and bless the people. Thank you for utterance for him and utterance for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless us. Hallelujah. All right. We had a good meal this morning, so we ate at the table of the Lord. I'm just going to continue. I did say we're going to spend time to pray, so I'll try to quickly wrap up the things I need to say, and then we can pray. Praise the Lord. How many of you did some importation when you got home? Or you just had a good lunch and sleep and slept? Okay, what did I say you can do? You can import, you can export, you can do what? Mine. Hallelujah. But before you start doing all of that, God bless you, brother. You know, before you start doing all of that, you need to know what you want. Amen? Hallelujah. You need to know what you want, and you need to set it up in your mind. God did not do anything casually. If he did things casually, everything he made would have been falling apart. So God is not made in China or made in Singapore or made in Canada or U.S. He's God made. Amen? Anything God made is everlasting. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but not one of his word shall ever pass away. So whatever God declare and decree from his mouth stays forever. Say amen. Forever. So I'm a forever girl. I go for temporary things. They never last. So don't invest on things that are not going to do anything good for you. Hallelujah. Invest in the treasures that moth and rust will never corrupt. Say amen. All right, praise God. Let's continue. I was talking about my topic earlier was light shines in the darkness. Light shines in the darkness. Yes, there's darkness, but there's light. The light that is trapped in there can never be trapped. It must come out. You must command that light to come out because God commanded light to come out of darkness. So when we face difficult situations, it's not the end of our history. It's just the beginning of great things. Why is that difficult situation there? Everything was okay. Why did it come? Because there is something that you need that's right there. But most people, they give up and they quit and they let it go and then the enemy gets you. So you will never let go of what God has designed and set aside for your life. Amen. You didn't come to this world as a casual person. Every one of us, we came from the heart of God. God had us on our mind. Say, he is ever mindful of us. Praise the Lord. Your parents are just caretakers, but you are a child of the Most High God. You came from God direct. He designed you and he packaged you well. There are things even in yourself that you're not aware of. Only through the power of the Holy Ghost they begin to manifest. May God cause us to begin to declare and decree the things he says about us so that they can begin to unfold. There are things locked up inside us. Remember, darkness locks up things, takes you hostage. But you are going to continue from this moment on to begin to declare, let there be light. Amen? You command that light to come out. Command the good things God has put inside you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he has put complete destiny, complete God time clock, not the seasonal time clock. Amen? And they will be made manifest. There's delay. We say speed up and manifest. Amen. You should say speed up and manifest. Things God has put in myself, speed up and manifest. Manifest on God's time. God's time. God's time is called due season. Hallelujah. Due season. Not moon and sun season. Due season. Manifest on due season. You got a command. What did I say? Use your voice of command. Don't start pleading. Pleading does not do anything for you. You are not a beggar. I can't imagine my children begging. You're the child of the Most High God. We don't beg. Praise the Lord. We don't beg. We are not beggars. Everything you need comes from him. And you can ask direct. Somebody give God praise. So Ephesians chapter 1, let's read from verse 3. You're going to read the whole chapter at your own time. There's a lot there, but let's look at verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him." Where did he choose us? In him. So if you are not in him, this does not apply to you. How many are in Christ today? So this is for you. Amen. He has blessed us with how many blessings? All spiritual blessings. Remember, it's the spiritual that controls the earthly. I did tell you about the witness earlier. I'm not going to go back through the whole message. So go back. That's why I say take your time and restudy for yourself. Okay? The three witnesses, the Father, the Son, the Word is the Son, the Holy Ghost. They are the three witnesses in heaven. He has blessed us. So he has spoken this. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. All three of them have signed on it that we are blessed. Somebody say, "I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings." Would you say working of miracles is spiritual blessings? Would you say healing is spiritual blessings? You can't see it, but it's working. Amen. Would you say wealth is a spiritual blessing? Riches is a spiritual blessing. So also is poverty. It's a demonic blessing, but you don't want that. But God has blessed us with everything good, pure and holy. He said he has done this. When did he make this executive decision? According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This is something he has already chosen in himself. Made the decision, my children are going to be blessed with everything I have. It's, you see a young couple, they get married, they don't have a child. But before that, they're already dreaming, we're going to have a baby. And they begin to plan and dream and begin to declare things. My child is going to be this, my child is going to be that. There's no baby yet. They don't even know if they are going to be barren or be fruitful. But they're already speaking what they want. Because we came from God. That's how God does. He thinks things before they happen. Amen. Amen. So dreaming and saying things and thinking things before they happen, the things that align with God's word, is part of who you are created to be. So learn to do it more often. The key is we do it and we stop. We set it aside and we go for the latest thing. Consistency is the key. You got to be consistent. You got to keep on putting pressure on that thing until it manifests. And after it manifests, you begin to give thanks that you will never be struggling in this area of your life ever again. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. So God made that decision. We've been blessed before the foundation of the earth. That is why part of, so now you can see what I was sharing with us earlier, that everything God made is good. So where did the darkness come? Where did it swallow all those things? God had to redeem it, begin to command every one of them to come out. Let there be light. And the things that darkness swallowed, they had to release them. Tonight, you're going to release things and begin to pull out things that the enemy has stolen from you. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you need to read the whole, from the Ephesians, what I wrote in my scripture here. I think I wrote, you should read the whole chapter of Ephesians. There's so much in it. I might get back to it later. So read up to verse 14. I do not have time to spend a lot of time on that, but you can do that. Praise the Lord. He said he has, I'll just read quickly. I will not spend time on it. "Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by whom Jesus Christ to himself. Everything is back to God, in Christ. Everything back. So that's where we operate from. You don't operate as a natural person. Most of you must come to the consciousness of this. Most people operate in the natural all the time. You go to work, you get dressed in the morning, you eat your breakfast, you go to work. And when you go to work, when you are there, you forgot that you're a spiritual being. You begin to operate as a natural person. All you do all day is natural. But stay in Christ. So when you rise, you should already be in Christ. Come back to that consciousness. I am in Christ today and I'm walking. Jesus doesn't walk in darkness, he walks in light. So you are going to walk in light, and darkness cannot comprehend you. He said darkness could not comprehend the light. Is that not the word of God? So I am in God and I'm in Christ, and I'm sealed by the Holy Ghost. That's what Ephesians 1 tells you. It says you are sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are a complete person. So Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, the witnesses in heaven that controls the heavens. So if you are in him, in the Father, in the Son, and sealed by the Holy Ghost, what atmosphere are you in? What location are you in? Heaven on earth. That is why Ephesians went on to explain a little bit more. So I'm going to read it so it's not clear to you. So you know your location all the time. You've always had a GPS system, but you have never used the correct one. You've been using the natural one. You're going to use the Holy Ghost one. Say amen. Hallelujah. He said, having predestinated us unto adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. If you are adopted, you are adopted. You are a child in that family. You cannot say, I'm not part of that family. You were born from the heart of that parents. We are born from the heart of God. Amen. Not only children born from the womb, you can give birth. The ones actually you give from the heart is even better because you really wanted that child. Praise the Lord. Verse 6, so the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. You are already part of his family. You are in him, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he had abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are where? In heaven, which are on earth, even in him. It doesn't get better than that. This is where we live. This is where we eat. This is where we sleep. This is where we do business. This is where we have our conversation. In him. Practice that consciousness. Be talking to people, but know your location. Jesus said it in John 3. He says, he was speaking to Nicodemus, and he said, he is here, right? And he's also where? In heaven. Two locations at the same time. Why would you be different? The keys have always been in front of us. May we engage and be part of that. Engage yourself. Nobody can do this for you. It's not something a pastor can do for you, or an apostle, or a bishop. You have to make the decision. It's a personal decision. Relationship with God is what? Personal. I can't carry all my children to heaven. They have to make a decision. My spouse cannot take me, neither can I take my spouse. He has to make a decision. Amen. You have to make a decision because God does not have grandchildren. He only has children. We just read it. We adopted children. So it's you and him. Amen. So make that decision. It's me and God today. When you wake up, make a decision. It's me and God today. Not me and trouble. Not me and problem. We just sang bye-bye trouble. Bye-bye pain. Bye-bye sorrow. Yes, make that all the time. Don't wait till you come and sing it at church. Just make that decision. Today, I'm going to have a God day. That's why I tell you God day. I didn't even come up with that word. God gave it to me. He said, do you want to have a people day or a God day? Ah, God day is good. Hallelujah. In God day, there's healing, there's health, there's favor, there's goodness, there's mercy, there's truth, there's blessings. There's favor. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. How far did I go? I'm just reading in speed. There are many goodies I want to go to. So praise the Lord. Every word of God is good. I always tell you, so yummy. Praise the Lord. In whom also, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. The language just keep getting better and better. Hallelujah. Don't wait for Uncle Bob to die before you get an inheritance, or Auntie Bubu Yeye or whatever. You know, you already have an inheritance. Hallelujah. He said we have obtained. It's a past thing. Don't let it just remain obtained. Let it be in your possession. Somebody say, I possess my inheritance. God has assigned things to you. Whatever has swallowed it in darkness, you command them, come out. I'm a miner. Mine it out. I receive my inheritance. Say amen. Being predestined, this is already pre-designed. Even before you were born, it's done already. According to the purpose of him who worketh all things. Who work all the things? He does. God worketh all things through Jesus. Hallelujah. After the counsel of his will, he has made an executive decision that we should be to the praise of his glory. Who first trusted in Christ? That's the key. You need to trust in Christ. In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. What are you hearing right now? The word of truth. The gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that you believed, you must believe. You were sealed. Hallelujah. So you hear the word, you believe it, and the Holy Ghost come and seal you. May you be sealed by the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. With that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possessions unto the praise of his glory. Now, I read the whole thing, and you can read all of that, and it continues. That's where he now begins to tell you about principalities, dominion, and everything, and your location where you are seated. So you already know your location. Somebody say, I know my location. Your location is not only when you come to church. This is where we fill up our gas tank. Amen? We just come for refill here. And then we have to drive and go live the life. Amen? So you come here, fill up your tank, but you got to live the life. You got to move. Move towards what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's leave that. We might visit Ephesians again when we are praying. Let me take us quickly. Let's look at Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, verse 11. 45:11. Praise the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. Who's speaking here? Say the Lord. God is speaking, permitting you, concerning the works of his hand, concerning his children, concern what he has already done. He said you can command him. What did he say? He command the light to come out of the darkness. Anything you want that is not working, the work of God, command it. God has permitted us. You are not being rude. You are not shouting on God. You are saying what he has told you to do. Before Adam fell, whatever God said, Adam, you name the things I have made. Name the creatures. Did Adam say, what should I say? Which school should I go? I need a PhD first. I need to be a graduate first before I can do it. What did he do? He went to work right away. He named it. Where did all those words come from? You see, you are loaded with things. They must unlock. They must unlock. There's an intelligence inside you, spiritual intelligence inside you. They must unlock. Say, come out and work for me. Yes. Some are just dormant there. And darkness have swallowed them. Based on how you were raised, based on your environment, based on how you went to school, how you were taught to think, you're going to begin to edit those thoughts and begin to erase them one after the other. And stop depending on other people for your salvation. The Lord is your light and your salvation. What you need, he has all of it. God does not like to be a second choice. Neither do I. I'm not anybody's second choice. If you ask and act like I'm your second choice, you have lost something with me long time ago. Praise the Lord. I'm not anybody's second choice, and I do not allow that. Praise the Lord. Choose God and know that he has already chosen you. He chose you before you chose him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He made a decision to make you his own. He made you, and then he also made you his own. I belong to the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read the second verse of that. So command ye me the works of my hand. I'll read verse 12. I have made what? The earth and created man upon it. Are you man? I, even my hands have what? Stretch out the heavens, and all their hosts have I what? Commanded. See, only command. The host of heaven and things God has made, God has commanded them to do different things. And only by command would you mind them out. You can mind things from the heavens. So when we say, God, give me an open heaven, what does that mean? So the heaven opened, do you just want rain or snow? What do you want? Heaven is full of treasures. Which one do you want? He said he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. So you want to be prophetic or you want to be pathetic? It's up to you. Mine. Command them. Command those spiritual blessings. Say, with the work of my hand, command ye me. So you command. You're not commanding and telling God what to do. You are speaking to the things he has commanded. You just read it. Is this in your Bible? Wake up, children of God. Wake up. Wake your spirit up and begin to put things that matters inside it, so you can begin to operate at the level he has called you to be. I have made the earth. He said, done this, not making it. And created man upon it. He's telling you, I put you on it. This is your home. This is your present. I gave you this as a present. Even my hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Praise the Lord. That's why the sun still shines. That's why the moon still shines. That's why the stars, they still shine. The galaxies, they are still there. The planets, they are there. Doing what they are asked to do. May we also do what we are asked to do. Amen. Jesus said he will make us what? Fishers of men. That's what he told Peter. Peter dropped his net after they caught so many fishes. And Peter said, I'm going to follow you. I'm a sinful man, right? You know, he's an experienced fisherman. He knows nothing. That's the only career he knows. But when he saw the greatness and how the word of God works, Jesus said, drop your nets. Peter is going, we have been toiling all night. We didn't catch one fish. He's teaching them how kingdom work. Drop your nets. You can put that scripture up while I'm talking. He said, drop your nets. Peter said, I will not go into it, but just for somebody who does not know, they can read that for themselves. Praise the Lord. He dropped one net. He said, drop your net. And it broke. Because he's going, this Jesus, he just goes about healing people. What does he know about fish? But he did not have the revelation me and you have that he's the maker of fish. He said, in him, in Jesus, is all things consist. In him, everything is made. Hallelujah. So they didn't even know who they were with. That's why Jesus said, how long have I been with you, O you of little faith? They had no clue who was with them. The maker of fish is with you. The one that spoke the fish come out from the waters. He's right there with you. And he said, drop your nets. But when he now realized, that's why Peter said, oh, I'm truly a sinful man. May God forgive us all our sins. Because God is speaking to us most times, we don't even believe anything he's saying. It has become a story. Even going to church is like a story. People come to church, oh, yeah, I know that already. Tell me what I don't know yet. Is it working for you? Is it working for you? Have you proved it? Jesus, Acts 1:3, say he proved it. Okay, the story of Peter and the fish, go to Luke 5. So you can read up to about verse 9. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not doing that right now. So praise God forevermore. Praise God forevermore. What was Jesus saying? Drop it. Put it on the other side. What did he do? Because he knows. It's the same water. The water did not change. It's the same net, same boat. The location did not change. Not a different sea. It's the same Sea of Galilee. Praise the Lord. Same place. They did not move the boat and say, let's go to the deep end. Same location. I declare and decree tonight, every location you have been that has not been working for you, starting today, let that place begin to produce what you need in your life in the name of Jesus. Say amen. At his command of his word, what you are hearing, if you apply it, your life is going to change drastically to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. So it's okay to command. Somebody say, I'm a commander. Yes, you see, God said command, so I'm a commander. You don't have to be in the physical military to be a commander. You're a commander. God said command. That's part of your inheritance. We read it in Ephesians. I'm a commander. Hallelujah. And when you command, things happen. All right, let's go to Romans 4. Romans 4. There's so much. Praise the Lord. Romans 4. Praise God forevermore. I'm going to start from maybe verse 7. So I'll give you scripture. You write it down and read all of it. So read from 7 to 22, but I'm not doing all of it. Read 7 to 22 on your own. Praise the Lord. Romans 4. Let me turn there because I will skip some of the verses. The chapter is talking about Abraham and his calling. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. That's from verse 7, right? I want to move forward. Forward. Let's read from verse 12. From 12, so 7 on, but I'm reading from 12 now. And the father of what? Circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of her father Abraham, which he had been yet what? Uncircumcised. So he became father of faith even when he was not circumcised yet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because Abraham has a destiny. God gave him that name. Abraham to to father of many nations. He's going to father nations. And Abraham didn't know how big that name meant, because even in heaven, he's a father of blessings. You need water, you must go through Abraham. Praise the Lord. He didn't know, because God spoke something about Abraham. You know, it's through a night vision that God gave me Abraham's secret. I was not even knowledgeable about some things at that time, but God showed me. He said, "Blessed be Abraham, possessor of heaven and earth." Man did not teach me that. God himself spoke that to me. And I saw it. And I went to Apostle. I said, "See what God told me. Abraham, possessor of heaven." You know, at that time, let me tell you something. I used to be blind like some of you too. When I read the scripture, I see nothing. And he would come up with so many things from one verse. And I go, "Where are all these things coming from?" Because every night, every day we did study together as a family. You know, we and the children, everybody has to contribute. And then from one verse, we just be spinning all kinds of stuff. And I go, "Where are these things all coming from?" Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was so trained in the natural. I was a teacher. So everything has to mean what? Logic. I was a Christian. I love Jesus. But I was not walking in any deep waters. I was in the very shallowest of shallow end. Praise the Lord. But how God quickened me, I don't know when it happened. So when I open any part to the glory of God, any page in the scripture, it will just roll out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I did not do it. I can never take that credit. God did it. Praise the Lord. Just keep loving on him. Things that belong to you, they are going to be made manifest. And I used to have men of God, they prophesy, say, "You have deep wells. You have never even tapped on those." And I go, "Which well?" That's how logic thinks. "Which well?" I don't like well water. Praise the Lord. Total different realm. You're talking in the spirit, you are in the natural. May God transport all of us to the realm where we belong, the kingdom of God, the place of authority and rule and reign, and walking as the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. He was not even circumcised yet. God already gave him your father of faith. He didn't know he was going to be father. Not only in the earth realm, but also we have heavenly father, but Father Abraham. Luke 16 tells us that. So you read that your own time. We're not going there now. Praise the Lord. He's a distributor. The story of Lazarus and the rich man. He said there's a great what? Chasm. A great gap between the two realms. One cannot go into the other. That's why Abraham said, only on earth. It's too late. You cannot get saved when you cross. You can only get saved here. Earth is the place of salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so then he said, let the people on earth save your family. It was too late. You cannot be pleading when you cross already. Nobody hears your plead. Plead while you are here now. Seek the Lord. You know, Hebrews 4 tells you that. It says, "Seek the Lord while it is called today." While it is called when? Today. Seek him today. Get the solution today. Let's read up to where I want on this particular Romans 4, verse 18. How far did I go? I didn't even finish that. Let me read a little. Let's read a little bit. Verse 13. For the promise that he should be what? Heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So if you are the made the righteousness of God because you came to Jesus, this promise is also for you. Heir of the world. Can you imagine? Wasted inheritance. The ungodly are trashing what belonged to us. And we are still not engaging. Please engage. Engage! Heir of the world. Father, help. You know, that's why say the scripture say, help my unbelief. Lord, help my unbelief. Heir of the world. And we are still doing hero worship instead of God worship. May you worship God. May you not be so fascinated with man. Be more fascinated with God. And tell man about his saving grace. That's all we are called to. We are not called to worship man. If you worship man, you're an idolater. That's an idol. Some people only think you only worship sticks, stones, and everything. You should honor those whom honor belong, but never worship them. Then you are serving idol and not God. May you serve God. May you serve God. Somebody say, I'm an heir. I'm an heir of the world. It says not only to Abraham and the biological seed, but to us. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there's no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all. How many seed? All the seed. The seed is sure. It's a sure guaranteed promise to all the seed. Are you the seed of the Most High God? Somebody say, yes, I am. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Did I not say Abraham is father? You have God the Father, but God made him father. Because if you need anything while you are mining things from heaven, that's why you always say God made a covenant, everlasting covenant, with our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when you are asking for things, you ask in the name of Jesus, but you must remember Father Abraham. He is going to open that thing for you to receive it. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. That is what Galatians 3:13 says. It said Jesus died for our sin, but not only that, for the blessing of Abraham to come upon us. So the blessing of Abraham is not only in the earth realm, it's also in the heavens. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't have time to peel these things. I just say a little here, a little there. So let your spirit just record that for yourself. Talk it in into your spirit. Say amen. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. 19 say, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You know, I'm being fully persuaded. Somebody say, I'm persuaded. That what he had promised, he was able to also to perform. That's all you need to do. Just engage God, believe God, know what God says he's going to do, he's going to do it. God is not a man. He cannot lie. The day he lies, we don't have heaven and earth anymore. It all collapses. He upholds the heavens and the earth with his word, the power of his word. So the day his word fails, everything is gone, including all of us. Can you give him glory? That God is faithful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being faithful. Do you know what he sees every day? How he sees the wickedness of man? And he's still tolerating us. You know, the first set of people, he did not tolerate them that long. Yes. Calculate from the first time of the first flood till now. Man have lived longer. Lived longer in sin and also in righteousness. The first set of people, he did not tolerate. He said, my spirit will not grieve with you anymore. It repented God to make man. But God is not repenting anymore. He made a promise. He gave us a rainbow that some people have now hijacked and Christians allow it. Eh? The rainbow doesn't belong to funny people. It belongs to us. It's a promise. It's a promise. He will not destroy us with the flood of Noah ever again. Praise the Lord. We've lived longer. More than 4,000 years still enjoying. Man has sinned even more than then. Population was not that as big as it is now. Not all the nations of the earth were practicing that. Now it's a license to go and get a license to have a funny relationship. Nations are signing for it. Nations are pressuring other nations. You sign and do this in your nation otherwise. See, they have forgotten to depend on God because they have worshipped man, worshipped nations, and they have forgotten their God, and now they are being given to their reprobate mind. May we be free from reprobate mind. In the name of Jesus, you and your household begin to call on the God who made the heavens and the earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He did not stagger. 100 years have come. The baby did not show up. He still believed God. How long have you been a Christian? You quit already? Oh, you begin to blame churches. Oh, that church is the church. Did God call you to a physical church or he called into the body of Christ? You are called to him. We just meet in a building together. The building is not God. This is wood, stick, stone, mud. They use in making everything here. But you are called to a God who is not made with physical hand. But you still have to gather. I say, don't neglect the assembling of the saints. So we still gather together. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God always save a people and save a city or a nation if there are few people, because Abraham established that. If there are up to 10 people that can come together, he will save us. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's how many people God was saying, if I have one or two and up to 10, when he was going to save Lot and his family. The number where Abraham stopped was what? 10. And that became the order. If we have 10, but Jesus came if 2 or 3. Hallelujah. He reduced the number again for us. 2 or 3. There are more than 2 or 3 people in this city that believe God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! God can show up. Yes, we want the crowd and the multitude, but 2 and 3 is enough for God to do what he needs to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witness, it is what? Every word is what? Established. Every word is established. Praise the Lord. So also in the court system, how many people you need as a witness to validate a case? Just one. There's a lawyer, the experienced one, say, just one. One witness. And God say, I have 3 in heaven. I have 3 on earth. And then I also include you as my witness. So we have 7. Hallelujah! Anyway, we are already winners and champions. God just makes it so easy for us. Say, I receive this grace. not grace that they are talking about to make you go sin and do crazy things. We're talking about authentic word of God. Amen. All right, let me leave that. So read, I told you, read Romans 4 to 22. So I left there already. Let's go to Isaiah 45, verse 3. We'll just do one of it here. Isaiah 45, 3. Wow, we didn't pray yet. Okay, let me hurry up. Okay, I'm almost done. So I just have few scriptures left. 45, 3. And I will give thee what? The treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. 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 He will give us what? Treasures of darkness. Where are treasures again? I told you. Genesis 1, 3. Verse 1 to 3 say, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Everything God made is good and perfect. But the next verse says there was chaos, there was darkness, there was nothing. How can what God made become nothing and void, have nothing in it? Darkness came and did what? Took everything hostage. The Spirit of God began to move upon the deep, on the seas. And God said, let there be light. And we now know how God did it. He commanded light to come out of darkness. Right? From 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4 and 5. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he commanded it. And God now says, I'm going to do what? I have treasures are hidden in dark places. If you want diamond, where do you get them? You go down to the earth. You dig dark places. It's man that put light in it, but it's dark. If you want any minerals, where do you get them? You mine them. Somebody say, I'm a miner. But God says, look, I'm going to give you. I will. Did he say, I will give? I will give thee treasures of darkness. You don't know where it is. God will show you the location. May God open your eyes, direct your path, bring all that you need to take you to that place where you can mine everything you need. Whatever darkness has swallowed up in your family, may you begin to mine them out. Some people have lived in families that have, from generation to generation, they have been poor, lacking in health, in wealth, in anything good. But today, in Christ, may your destiny be changed. In the name of Jesus, that you begin to mine. There have been treasures there. So where there have been great darkness, there have been great light. May that light begin to shine, because you are going to be the one speaking that over your family. We are a family of blessed people. We have treasures. Say, I will give thee treasures of darkness. And what again? Hidden riches. They are hiding. Of secret places. They are secret places. May those things begin to come out. As you begin to speak, if you point light to a dark place, is it still hiding? Is it still secret? It is open. May you say, let there be light. I should have heard you shout it already. Let there be light. Say amen. All right, so that's God's promise for us. So you're going to mind those things. Job 20, verse 15. Let me hurry and move on. Job 20, 15. He had what? Swallowed down riches. And he shall what? Vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. This is what the enemy has done. He swallows what belongs to you. Everything the enemy has swallowed, God says he will vomit it. So my part is to say, devils, vomit my riches. Vomit my treasures. When you are doing this in your house, you must speak out, command them. By the word of command, say, I have commanded them. So by the word of command, they come out. Hallelujah. Vomit what you have swallowed. God, do surgery on every demon and every devils and anyone who represents them. God, do surgery on them. Vomit my riches. Cast them out of his belly. Where do you think they got the idea of Buddha, big belly? Go to some of these shops, you will see. When you enter the entrance, they turn the big belly of the Buddha facing you so that, and then they put coins around it. So that when you are coming, they are mining your money. Even the ungodly knows that. And you, the child of the Most High God, you don't know. Surgery. When you go to that store, don't just say, idols here. No, it says surgery. Vomit. They think they are mining from you. You're going there to what? Collect. I'm miner. I'm entering here as a miner. Praise the Lord. Be deliberate and intentional. And highly focused. Praise the Lord. All right, let's do another one. I'm trying to hurry to quickly finish. So praise God forever, Mom. Job 22. You have to read all this by yourself from 7 to 30 on your own, but I will read 7 to 14. All right, 7 to 14. Job 22. Job 22. And then I'll give you some scriptures you will use to pray at your own time. We are almost done. Just one more I will give to you, and then we can pray. We're not praying long prayer. We're just going to declare and decree. Amen. Starting from verse 7, Job 22, from 7, I read up to 14. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withholding bread from the hungry. May this not be your testimony. May you be a giver. May you not have a tight fist. May your fist be open. Because you need it open to receive, and you need it to give. Say amen. Continue. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwell in it. May God make you mighty. You and your household, me and my household. Continue, please. 9. Thou hast sent widows away empty. May you not be this kind of mighty man that is loaded and yet you are wicked. The arms of the fatherless have been broken. You see widows. They don't have any husband to take care of them. You can see their need. You just close your eyes to it. You only care about yourself. You will end up like that rich man that was maltreating Lazarus. Continue. Therefore, snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubled thee. All this mining of these riches and this wealth from darkness is not for you to use. You must be a distributor of the blessing, doing God's work. Amen. All darkness that thou cannot see, and abundance of water has covered thee. Continue. May we not be covered with darkness and water. May we see. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars. How high are they? Continue. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark clouds? Everything you are doing is, remember I said, heaven records everything. Earth is recording, heaven is recording. That's why you have a witness. Praise the Lord. The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, they are all recording. So also the earth. The earth is recording. Has three witnesses. What is it again? The Spirit, the water, and the blood. They are recording. And then the other person is yourself. That's why anytime you sin, the Bible says that sin is a witness. You are sinning against your own body. May we be free from all of that. Thick clouds are covering to him, and he that seeth not, and he walketh in the secret of heaven. Did I read 13? Or did we skip? Go back to 13. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Yes, he knows all things. So now verse 14 again, 14 of Job 22. Thick clouds are covering to him, that he seeth not, and he walketh in the secret of heaven. Then Job continues and tells you, he tells you, acquaint yourself now with God, right? And you shall have what? Gold as dust. It's in the same chapter. I mean, some of us, we have not read it for a long time. If you can pull just that one verse out for me. I don't want to read beyond where I am already. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To our Lord God Almighty. Then thou shalt what? When you acquaint yourself with God, it says what will happen to you. Then thou shalt lay up what? Gold as dust. And the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Some people think Ophir is Saudi Arabia. I don't know. I don't know the actual location. But it's somewhere. It's in earth. It's somewhere in the Middle East. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said you will lay it down. So you don't have to go sell your soul to any devil to have all this wealth. Let us begin to believe God to do what we need to do. The wealth is not for you to look good. Be blessed for yourself, but have more than enough to be a blessing, to do the work of God. Say amen. Say amen. All right, my last one, I will give it to you. You can read. When you get home, I want you to read. I told you to read Ephesians 1. Finish it from 17 to 23. Write that down. Then Ephesians 2, read from verse 1 to 10. I did mention all this while I was speaking, but I never gave you the scripture. So I'm giving it to you now. So Ephesians 1, 17 to 23. Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. So read on that. We're talking about, you're going to use those scriptures to pray for yourself. Then Isaiah 58. I'm going to read verse 6 to 12. And then we're going to pray. This is my last scripture. Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 12. This will be our last scripture for tonight. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? We're talking when we now have all this wealth and riches that we are now commanding from the dark places. They will come to us, but pass the test. Amen? Do the right thing with them. Take care of your family. Leave inheritance for your children's children, but the rest, do something with God. Do the work of God. And God is saying, this is what I want you to do. He's calling it a fast. It's not just not eating or drinking, but God said, there's another fast. This is how you do my work. It's not this the fast that I have chosen? To lose what? The bands of wickedness. To undo heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free. That you break every yoke. Every yoke. He didn't say some yoke. Every yoke. You see something not right, it should vex your spirit to do something about it. Continue. Is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? Don't start insulting the poor. God said, feed them. The poor you will always have. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Don't just buy clothing for yourself. Buy for other people. Say amen. Don't always go to Value Village to go look for smelling clothes to wash it and give to people. Get a brand new one. Only, we read earlier, is God not seeing? Is he covered? He can see. Do the right thing all the time. Verse 9. Oh, did I read it? Then shall the light do what? We say, let there be light. The light has no choice. It will break forth. Start practicing these things. It will break forth. Then shall the light break forth as the morning. Every morning. You know, during the summer, 4 a.m., the light breaks. Now it's beginning to change a little bit. You know, you see, so beautiful. How the dawn opens. Say to break like the morning. Thy health shall what? Spring forth speedily. You don't need to be praying, heal me, heal me, heal me. Health will just take place. God is too amazing. How he fixed all these things. Remember, he said he has commanded these things. As you do the right thing, the things he commanded will begin to work. They begin to work. Remember, the earth is a witness. Your body is made of earth. If you only witness when you are doing the right thing, he begins to do the right thing. When you are creating mess, you didn't hurt anybody, you hurt yourself. May we be free from ourselves. Say big amen. And thy head shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rare reward. 9, I'm reading up to 12. Glory, you don't need to say, send down thy glory. Send down thy glory. Send down thy glory. Glory will just show up. We are not Baal worshippers. Baal worshippers, they are always chanting. Eh? But it's okay to say the word of the Lord. But Baal worshippers, they think it's by much repetition. And then Elijah was mocking them, shout some more. Call him some more. Maybe fire. Maybe he's sleeping, he's gone on vacation. He was mocking them. May we not be mocked. May we walk in the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall what? Answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee thy yoke, the putting forth of thy finger and speaking vanity, that means thy real mouth will also be a problem. So watch your mouth. You know, you live at home, we are not there with you, but the Holy Ghost is there. Jesus is the silent listener to every conversation. He is present. Continue. 10. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light do what? Rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Even darkness cannot comprehend you. Light must shine forth. You don't even have to try. It will just show up. In obscurity, you will rise. Praise the Lord. 2 more verses. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Amen. May the Lord guide us continually. And satisfy their soul in drought. When people are suffering and all of that, we are our bones. He say, make thy bones what? Make fat thy bones. That means if your bones are fat and good, you will not have osteoarthritis or osteoporosis, right? You will not have scoliosis or this scoliosis. It's even in the tongue. It doesn't even sound good. Praise the Lord. That means when you get old, you are not going to be like this. Amen? Our light will rise. Our health will spring forth. We can still sit up straight. Say amen. Say health. Spring forth. And that shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. May our waters never fail. Continue, verse 12. And they that shall be of thee, hallelujah. It's not only us now, it has spread now to our family. Anyone connected to us, they shall be what? They shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up the foundations of many generations. Hallelujah. It becomes a generational blessing. It doesn't stop with you. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwelling. So this is what light does to us. May it shine. Let us rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to pray this and then I'll call what you should pray with. Just very simple prayer. The word is already infused in us and it's working. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We've declared and decreed your word. Your word is working and it's gone forth to do that which you have sent it to do. It's working in our spirit, soul, and body. We declare and decree that the word has gone forth like light, shining through. Light is shining in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. You are the light of the world. You are the light. John 1 tells us that you are the light of the world. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. May your light continue to shine in our heart, in our spirit, soul, and body, in our family, in our homes, in our nation, in our ministry, in everything you've given to us. Let there be light. So can you declare and decree with me? Say, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light for me and my household. Somebody say, I am light. Jesus says he is light, and I'm in him, and he says I am light. He is the light of the world. He is my light and my salvation. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We agree and we believe what you say about us. We say yes and amen. We say yes and amen. Somebody say yes and amen. Somebody say, I agree with the Lord. I agree with the Father. I agree with the Son. I agree with the Word. I agree with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. So now you're going to open your eyes and you're going to point your finger down, because it said you are seated in heaven. So you are higher. You are sitting higher than the enemy. So you're going to point to him and say, everything you have swallowed, all my treasures, God, all my treasures, riches, everything you have swallowed. Remember, you're going to use the word of command. Say, you're going to command them to release them, that God will cause surgery. God says he'll be the one who do the surgery, not you. He said, what he has swallowed, he will vomit them. So you're going to speak. You know what is in your family. I don't know what's in your family. So have that image. Take a moment. See it in your mind. And then when you are saying this word, you are saying it to those things. Amen? All right. Did you take a moment to have that in your mind? Let's do it. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that the enemy has swallowed, my riches, my treasures that he has swallowed in his belly, I cut them now. Lord, cut them now. Make a surgery. Vomit them. Vomit them. Vomit my family treasure. Vomit my family riches. Vomit them now. And they are going nowhere. They are staying with us. They are staying with us. Wealth and riches. They are in the house of the righteous. Wealth and riches. Psalm 112. They are in the house of the righteous. They are in my house. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wealth and riches that are vomited now, they are in my house. They work for me and my family. Wealth and riches, you are my servants. Go to. Work for me now. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus. Say big amen. Amen. Now say, my health springs up speedily. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am blessed. Not by man, but by God himself. I receive all my inheritance for me and my household. Now pull all that to yourself. Just touch yourself. Touch your belly. Say, out of your belly flows rivers. So rivers of blessings will begin to flow. There will be no dam. In the name of Jesus, flow to me and my household. My spouse, ministry, everything that concerns you, we are blessed. So can you give God praise? Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Father, take all the glory, honor, and praise. Seal us now with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. So we are not living leaking, we are living blessed. And our coast is enlarged. And we are living the life of God. Be blessed. Well, is that time to give? You never gave your offering. Please do so quickly. And let us close together and just say a word of prayer for closing. Praise the Lord. Praise God forevermore. And those of you online, you do the same thing. You do your giving. It's still Mission Sunday, so make sure you give to mission, that the work of God will continue faithfully. Praise the Lord. All right. I see those on Zoom, so Let me just quickly greet those on Zoom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.